Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of where you listen to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together and pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed day, another opportunity you've given us this day to go into the Word of God. Father, we need your Word today, and we ask that you would help us, Lord God, by blessing us with the company of your Spirit, to release unto us what we stand in need of this day. Father, we need your direction, your guidance, Lord God. We need your leadership. Lord God, we need your word. We need you to speak into our hearts. We need you to help open our ears and our eyes. Father, forgive us, Lord, of our shortcomings, Lord God, and our speaking words and doing acts of disobedience. And Lord God, just simply not obeying you, Lord. Have mercy upon us this day. And for all of us that are seeking truth, Lord, help us to find it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for the blessed word of the Lord today. This is Brother Nate once again with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I am coming before you today. Glory be to God. The title of this message today is Great Cities Called to Repent. Great Cities Called to Repent. Now, I'm going to come to you out of the book of Jonah, chapter 3, coming to you out of the book of Jonah, chapter 3. And once again, give you all a chance, those of you that have your Bibles, I ask that you would turn along and read with me. And for those of you who listening, you say, hey, I don't have a Bible, I just ask that you will listen along, take what you have heard back to the Lord. Amen. Once again, the title of this message tonight is Great Cities Called to Repent. Glory be to God. The message of repentance from the Lord are going to go to these great cities, for destruction is near. The Lord this day is calling on his intercessors to pray for the people that they may repent from the heart. You know, man tends to see something, what he considers to be great, and take it to a level where that he thinks nothing can face it. It can't come down. You know, for example, for those of you who watch the movie Titanic, where they did this movie, they said this is supposed to have been an account of the true story of what happened. Well, if it's true, you notice that when at one part of the show of the movie, when this guy was talking, and I guess he was talking about how fast the good a time that the ship can make to a certain place, and he was talking about, you know, how you know, might well say in paraphrase how great the ship was. He said even God couldn't stop it. Do you know that that's some mentality of some people, even in this nation, about great cities that because in their eyes, these cities are so great that they cannot come down. Well, I want you to understand that the Lord is calling these great cities to repent. In the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Now, I want to stop there for a minute because, hallelujah, for those of you that know the story of Jonah, you know God had an assignment for him. And he, you know, to come to Nineveh to preach the word, and he called himself running from God, okay? And now when he's got his act together now, and he's going to obey God because, hey, he's, at one time he was swallowed by a big fish, and he was delivered out of there. So now he's going to get his act together. See, the Lord, even in this nation, throughout the world, but especially in this nation, he is sending Jonahs in this nation and throughout the world. And these are those who at one point was given the assignment of the Lord to go and preach the word to a place or a people, but call themselves running away from the call. But through things that have now humbled them, they are now turning to obey. And the Lord is sending them into the land. And the word of the Lord comes to Jonah the second time. And the Bible said that the word of the Lord told him to arise, go into Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Now, God's word even called Nineveh a great city. Okay? But God didn't say it's so great that it couldn't come down. Hallelujah. See, God will call some things great, but he's not going to call it so great that it can't come down. See, man looks at things that are, quote, considered to be great and think that nothing can face. You get what I'm saying? And see, now the Lord is sending the Jonahs into these great cities. He's sending the Jonahs into these great cities in other nations. He is sending the Jonahs into this great city in this nation. And the Bible said the word of the Lord came to him and said, preach unto Nineveh the preaching that I bid thee. In other words, I want you to preach to Nineveh what I command you. These Jonahs that is going throughout this nation, they're not preaching what man wants them to preach. They're preaching what God has commanded them to preach. And they're not well liked. And they're not going to be well liked. Now, some people are going to hear them. And maybe some of you that are listening to this broadcast is fitting the bill of the Jonah. And if you're fitting the bill of the Jonah, I say unto you, obey the word of the Lord. The Lord has told you to go to a certain place. He has told you to go to a certain city. Maybe even told some of y'all to go to a certain country. And preach what he command you. You've been disturbed. Other people have found out that you may even told them that the Lord is telling you to go to some place, and now they're trying to give you what to preach. But the Lord says he wants you to preach what he commands you to preach. Amen? Hallelujah. So the Bible said Jonah arose. He went into Nineveh, verse 3, according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. So it took 3 days to get there. And the Bible said, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, okay? And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Could you imagine Jonah going to this great city? Even God called it a great city, okay? And he's telling this great city of people, say, Nineveh in 40 days is going to be overthrown. Even in this nation, there have been Jonahs that have went out and preached the word in great cities in this nation and told these great cities to repent. This city is going to be overthrown. And what has happened, the people in that city, sad to say, some of them who are supposed to be believers, have turned a deaf ear. And because in their eyes, they have seen the city that they're in to be so great, they have said, no way, no way, no way, no way can this great city I'm in come down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so Jonah obeys God. And he gives a message of warning. And some of you who have been called to give the message of warning have been in fear. And you dare not open your mouth because you feel like you think that and not only your own unregenerated mind, but Satan has sent thoughts there saying, man, you're going to look like a fool going there telling that great city it's going to come down. Amen. And you have heeded those words, and therefore many of you have kept your mouth closed. But don't you understand you're going to be held accountable yourself for when you were commanded to give the word and then you didn't? You think that you're going to get off scot-free? You think you're going to do like a Jonah did at first and run and try to hide from God? That you won't have to give an account? Well, if you think that way, then you're thinking like Satan. And Satan was thinking pretty awful and terrible and dumb because here you are in heaven, Satan, and you thinking that you're going to be like the Most High God, that you're just going to go up and take over. And reality check hit you. It's called getting kicked out. That's what it was called. Amen? And so the Bible said, verse 5, that the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. Now, some of these cities, even in other nations, are going to repent. When they get this message, the Bible says the people in Nineveh believe God. There are going to be some people in these cities, they're going to believe God. And they're going to repent. And the Bible said that they proclaim a fast. And what you do when you fast, you deny the flesh of carnal delights. And the people, when they hear the word, some of them is going to deny the flesh by fasting, afflicting their soul to come before God. Hallelujah. The Bible said from the greatest to the least, it didn't matter how popular to unpopular you were, how great a place you was in those cities to a place that you wasn't. The Bible said that here in Nineveh, they all begin to what? Proclaim a fast. Put on sackcloth. You know, when people put on sackcloth and ashes and stuff like that, sometimes sackcloth and ashes used that when you was mourning, like you had a loss, or it was a sign of humility or during a time of distress. So people is going to humble themselves. And once again, this ain't going to be everybody. Okay? I'm talking about the ones that's going to hear. They're going to be some of those that will hear. And I have heard different believers throughout the years. Some of them is living, some of them not. That God had given them a word concerning the destruction that is heading to these cities. You understand what I'm saying? There are many people in these cities who have heard the message of repentance and just simply ignored it. Why? Because they're looking at this city and they say, this city's too great to come down. They thinking like that man was talking on the movie Titanic when he said not even God could stop that boat. They don't think that God can make it so that place could come down. Listen, when the message of repentance goes out and man don't heed it, hear me close now as I say this. When the message of repentance goes out and man doesn't heed it, something is going to get ready to happen. And it's not going to be good. Let's look at an example. You take New Orleans. When Hurricane Katrina hit it, you know, before that time, nobody would have thought a hurricane of that magnitude. As many hurricanes that the United States has had, no one was even thinking that a hurricane of that magnitude would cause so much destruction in the place of New Orleans. And some would say, well, why would it hit there? Well, there's different reasons, but we can look at one on top of the list. Look at the evil stuff that they do at the Mardi Gras. Many times you can sense the evil. Amen? And when you look at it, remember when Katrina hit and they couldn't do the Mardi Gras, well, what other place or state decided they was going to do it? Tennessee. And look what has happened there at Tennessee. Don't think that the Lord hadn't been sending his people in these states, calling these big cities to repent, because he have. He's going to continue on. And why would God do that? Because the Bible tells us that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all may come to repentance. It is not the will of God for man to be destroyed or in destruction. This is why he sent the message of repentance out to you. Okay? But if you decided that you're not going to heed it, you think that it has no value, no merit, that it can't do anything, that it's just some simple words being said, nothing can happen, then guess what? Consequences come from that. And the Bible says, verse 6, for word came into the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. Even some of these leaders in these great cities are going to hear this message of repentance. City officials, you name it. Mayors, you name it. Some of them in these great cities are going to hear the message of repentance. They're gonna humble themselves before Almighty God. Now notice I said some of them. I didn't say all of them. But some of them will. And see, the king of Nineveh, what? He heard the word. He believed. Took off his robes, his robe, brother. He arose from his throne, laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes, humbling himself to repent. And see, you got to receive and hear, you got to hear and receive the word of God in order to truly repent. See, if you don't believe the word when it comes to you, then you can't and you won't truly repent. And some of these cities who already been getting the word have not repented. Why? Because they don't believe it. And why is that? Well, one of the reasons is because they're looking at how great this city is. This is a great city. Can't nothing bring it down. It's too great. We're well equipped. Some of them thinking we're well equipped for any storm or anything come. I said, okay, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with preparation. But if you depend 100% on preparation, you're in trouble already. You know, some people say, well, we need to buy ourselves guns to arm ourselves and protect ourselves. I understand that. But if you 100% depend upon your guns, you're in trouble already. Okay? Because if you got an enemy or enemies coming at you at the same time from three or four different directions, you can't turn and shoot all those directions. Okay? And then you can have so many enemies that you ain't got enough bullets or can't shoot as many times as you can to cover yourself. So I can understand in one sense you're getting some doing what you have to do on your end, but not 100% dependent. The other part, you got to depend on the Lord. And so this king of Nineveh didn't say, hey, man, our city too great for it to be overthrown. Man, Jonah, you don't know what you're talking about, man. Get on out of here. Get out of here with that stuff. What's wrong with you? Talking about the great city of Nineveh going to come down. We don't believe that. But this king believed. Amen. Like I said, in some of these big cities, even in these nations, in this nation right here, some of these city officials and mayors and stuff like that, they're going to hear the word. They're going to hear. Hallelujah. And he calls it to be proclaimed, talking about this king, and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. And this is what the leader, the king, is telling the people. Let them turn everyone from his evil way. Amen. And from the violence that is in their hand. So you even got the leaders hearing the message and telling the people, hey, we agree with this. Repent. Turn from your evil way. Go have leaders. You're going to have some leaders in some of these cities doing this too. They're going to hear this word delivered by the Jonas who was given to them by God. And they're going to turn and start telling the people to themselves. And they're going to be calling for fasts and humbling yourself. Amen. See, you got some people in high position these days. They too afraid to speak the word of God. They want to speak things that please the people. Okay. See, this king wasn't speaking something that pleased the people. He was speaking something to help the people. And what was to help them? To turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, to repent. Okay. Amen. Then he says, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? So the king said, listen, people, we gotta go on a fast. We got to deny this flesh. We got to turn from our evil way so that perhaps that God will see that and he'll turn from letting the judgment hit us. And that's what some of these leaders in some of these cities are going to do. They're going to call for the people to repent. They're going to call for the people to fast. They're going to call for the people to deny their flesh and turn from their evil ways. Amen. And it ain't going to be just the people, quote, in the church per se saying this, that yes, the word is going to go out from the church, but yet still, they're going to be people, hallelujah, who hear this word, they're going to turn around and proclaim it too. They're going to tell people, hey, repent. Man, let's turn from our evil ways. Because, see, remember, Nineveh had sin. It was a sinful city. You know, you think of, like, for example, here in the United States, Las Vegas. What do they call Las Vegas? Nickname? Sin City. And you know, people just smile when they say, oh, you know, Las Vegas, Sin City. Sin City, and they think it's something cute. Amen. You know, I like sports, and one of the team I root for in pro football is the Chicago Bears. Some of y'all know this because I was born in Chicago, and all the teams I like, whatever sports it is, going to be Chicago. But anyhow, I remember about a couple of days or so before they played, and many of y'all know they played the Raiders yesterday, Las Vegas Raiders, who moved from Oakland to Las Vegas. And their coach was at a press conference before about, couple of days or so before the game. And they asked him, said, have you talked to your guys about, you know, they know they were going to Las Vegas to play them, said, the temptations in Las Vegas. And the coach said, well, I think he said, if I'm not mistaken, he hadn't talked with them, but he hoped that they would be, you know, grown men, be responsible. Now, why did they ask him about it? Because of the temptations of all kinds of sin in Las Vegas.
Well, just imagine the thought of some of the people there that a Jonah go there and tell Las Vegas, hey, repent, for this city finna be overthrown. And some of them will be looking at it like, man, you crazy. Las Vegas, we got all kind of casinos and gambling going on and a whole lot of other no-no things going on, man, shoot. Because once again, many times people look at, quote, the greatness of a thing. And they think that can't nothing touch it. And I'm here to tell you, and I mentioned before in the broadcast, you're going to see some water shortages in these cities. You're going to see some food shortages. Now, I realize that some of y'all listening to the broadcast, whether you are far or near, when I said that, may have frowned real hard by the face. And you may have said, oh, here we go, one of those judgment hollers. Well, let me explain something to you why I'm not worried if you did say that. Because I know that if the Lord has commissioned me or anyone else to give this word and to call cities or nations or countries to repent, if he have given such a word, then I know that he will back up what he says. So if you are one of those that say, yeah, right, this city coming down, don't think so. Once I give you this message, and even if you told me, so Brother Nate, you just simply crazy. Ain't nowhere in the world this great city that I'm living in is going to come down. My thing to you is just wait and watch. Now, one thing about the Lord, before judgment or destruction hit, he always give man a chance to repent. And so what he does is he send his servants, his children out into whatever country or city or nation where they at to give the message of repentance, a message of warning. Now, once they give that, and the people they give it to, even if they say, y'all just a bunch of Looney Tunes coming out into this nation and talking about these great cities who's known for this and that, and this and that, is going to come down, it is something wrong with y'all. Well, this is why the Lord has been touching intercessors in prayer. You know, in one sense, the whole body of Christ is called to intercede. But then also, there are some individuals who is called specifically as intercessory prayer warriors, especially those who may be at home full time, that the Lord can wake up at any time to pray, to intercede. Amen. So, having said that, this king says, hey, turn from our evil way. Let's turn from the violence that is in our hands. Now, we see much of the violence here in America. We see the killings, the shootings, you know, endless drive-by shootings, you name it, per se, or continuous, I would say it like that, drive-by shootings. Innocent people, little children getting killed. And, you know, the Lord is sending his angel, messenger, the Elijah, one of the cities he mentioned, the city I was born in, Chicago, and he specifically called Chicago a wicked city. Now, many of y'all have been hearing, you know, you've been hearing Chicago in the news strongly, especially the past, I mean, for a long time, but especially the past 2 to 3 years, okay? And so the Lord is calling these great cities to repent. And you got people that don't believe that they're going to come down, which they are. Listen, one of the beautiful things about the Lord and shows his knowledge, understanding, is that God can show you something that can be 5 years before and it'll happen. Amen. And see, I remember there was a brother in Christ named John Paul Jackson. I think John Paul just died. This is what, 2021? I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, a couple years ago, something like that. But some of you may have got his DVD. I bought it, and it's called, I think it's called A Perfect Storm. If you haven't got it, let me encourage you to order it through John Paul Jackson. I forgot the name of the ministries. But even though he passed on, I think his ministries are still going. I don't know who's doing it now. But anyhow, in that DVD, he said God showed him, I think it was, he lists five things. I think that was to hit this nation. Now, he gave this, when you look at the DVD, he gave this back, I think, in year 2008, okay? And one of the things he talked about, how he saw water shortage in these major cities and food shortage. In fact, he said he saw people breaking up the gravel or the concrete or the road, one of them, trying to grow a garden. Well, guess what, people? I don't know if you paid attention or not, but if you go into your grocery stores, I know you notice that the price is not going backwards. It's going ahead, which means it's rising. And some of these things that's going up, they're not going up by one or two pennies. Some of them is taking large jumps in prices. And see, it's getting to a point where it's even hard to go grocery shopping. Because by the time you have $100 worth of food in your buggy, you're looking at it and you're staring at it because you're like, I don't hardly have nothing. Anywhere from meats to vegetables, fruits, all of it going up. And like I said, it ain't going up 1 or 2 cents or 5 cents. It's jumping up pretty high. And see, there are going to be food shortages. And as I told you before, the government ain't telling us everything. And you can sit there and believe that they are. That's you. But I guarantee you, you're going to find out the truth sooner or later. See, one thing about the government and many of your large companies, even like the company I work for, something real deep, they're not going to tell the people until they have no other choice. They're willing to continue to lie to people and say, oh, everything's all right. Everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's going wrong. Okay? You know, just for example, take sports for example. If a player hears that he's going to be traded, now I know many of y'all that sports fans have seen this. When a when a player hears about he's going to be traded, and he goes and he confronts the leadership, what's one of the first thing they tell him? Nah, that ain't true. We ain't planning to trade you. And then the next, what, couple of days or a week or something like that, what happened? Boom, he's gone. And see, that throughout majority of sports, especially basketball, baseball, football, they have been given to lie. They would tell a player, like, if he's not producing like they wanted him to, or there'd been some kind of controversy with him. Well, see, word will leak out to the press and to the people that hate. The team is thinking about trading. So when the player hears about it, he says, trade it? I ain't heard about that. And so he'll go confront the management, And 9 times out of 10, it don't fail. They said, no, we ain't planning to trade you. And then when you guys get word back, oh, so-and-so, they said they ain't going to trade them, then what happened? A week or 2 weeks later, maybe a month later, you in the news? Oh, so-and-so got traded. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is important that we hear the word of repentance. Bible said in verse 10, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. See, they had to hear, they had to believe the word. And see, faith causes you to repent. Because if you hear or receive or believe the word, then you're going to act upon it. You're going to, if the word came to you, said, thus says the Lord, have sin and not paying your tithe, and not paying tithe. Well, if you accept and hear that word, guess what you're going to do? You're going to say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me, and you're going to stop paying tithe. You're going to move upon it. But like I told you, some people, some Jonas, have been sent into this, even into this nation, to great cities in this nation, with the word of repentance. And the people, many of them, would not hear. This is one of the reasons why great destruction is coming to these cities. Now, you can believe it or not, that's your decision. But I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be what you call a doomsday preacher. I'm just preaching the word, okay? And God, what he has done, our Lord Jesus Christ, this is why he's been sending the Jonas into this nation and to other countries with the message of repentance first. Giving people a chance that the destruction will hold back, be held back or held off. But since many of them won't hear, it has to come. Some of you listening now, you have been given the word of repentance concerning something you've been doing. And what has happened is you have looked at yourself and said, hey, ain't nothing bad happened to me now, you know, already, I mean, must not be true. And you ignored it. May God have mercy upon you, because consequence is going to come. And that's how it's going to be for these great cities. It ain't over, people. It ain't over. I ask you that you all pray for, well, I call it a town, but it's referred to as the city of Durant that we're living in, Durant, because we got a little taste of something back here, what, 2017, 2018, when the tornado hit here. And I've been living in Durant since officially in town, I think 1980. And that was the worst destruction I've seen since I've been living here. Now, some of you or some who have lived in Durant longer may tell me, say, hey, that ain't, but it's the worst one I've seen since I have been living here. But here's the beautiful thing about it. You say, well, there's something beautiful? Yeah. God didn't let it completely touch down. Because if that tornado would have completely touched down, I just don't see no house standing. Okay? Amen. But I say that to say this, that more of a word has gone into Durant, and we have not fully heard, especially the many of us in leadership. Why? Because it seems as though everyone is in their own little world. And we fail to understand that we have been showing the sinners how we're separated. We think because we say by mouth, oh, we together, that means we together. No, it don't. You heard the term, actions speak louder than words. Well, and we think that, and I'm talking about us, many of us as Christians, we think because we say mere words, that makes it so, but no, it don't. Okay? How have you liked if somebody kept telling you they like you, but at the same time they're trying to stab you? Amen. Next question you're going to ask, what kind of light is that? Great cities has and will be called to repent. The Lord is sending the Jonas into the land. Some of these Jonas, some people are not well receiving them. Some of them are, some not. Amen. And if you can look at how people, you know, in rejecting the word, people that are rejecting the word, they get mighty upset. I mean, people getting upset to the point where they want to do something to you. You know, y'all heard Brother Eddie Lee yesterday on the broadcast that he did. He talked about how he was doing street work, giving the word up there in Chicago. And remember what he said? He's on the corner. He's preaching the word. Oh, he's preaching the word that was connected to repentance. And he said some guy come up and walk upstairs to his face, and he wanted him to stop. But my brother stood his ground. You got some of these people in these great cities, they're mad with the Jonas. They don't just say, man, I don't believe that. You listen. People, especially when Satan is really using them, dealing with, people are getting highly offended. They just get offended, they get highly offended. No, it's the same just like now. When you tell the truth about homosexuality, there's abomination. See, when you telling it now, notice about how some of these homosexuals act. They getting highly offended. They ain't just getting offended. Man, they getting highly offended. They getting to a point where you have to just about literally watch yourself because they want to do something. They want to hurt you. See, they're already putting it out that when you say abomination is wrong, they say, why you hate us? They say that when you tell the word from the word of God, that is expressing hate. And this country of America, to a degree, is backing them up. Many of them here are backing them up in government, you name it. Even some of these churches is backing them up, okay? Hallelujah. And so now the true Jonas are going out to these cities and they saying, repent. Tell what certain spirits are ruling in certain cities. Just like when you go to certain cities that got a lot of casinos, you can tell, one of the things you can tell that's gambling. That the spirit they in is that these people like to gamble. Okay? But listen, when the Lord sends a message of repentance, many of us fail to understand that is his love reaching out to you. Because remember, the Bible said God's not willing that any should perish, but that all may come to repentance. God doesn't take a delight in seeing man be destroyed. He ain't like sitting up in heaven and say, oh, that's another one. Ha ha. He ain't doing that. None of that, people. None of that. And so the Lord would send a message like he'd been doing. But remember, the Bible said God is long-suffering, not forever suffering. That's two different things. Long suffering, forever suffering, that's not the same. And so I think sometimes some people may see when it said the Lord is long suffering, in their mind they make it say forever suffering. The Bible said God saw their works that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. He relented. He turned away from it. He turned away from what? From the judgment that he was going to release. Hallelujah. Now, I know that this message is not a popular message. I pray for people to hear. But I know this message is not popular. And many will receive you when you're coming telling all what God is going to do for them. But when you come telling that God said, repent. And see, the next thing people use to try to combat it, say, you can't judge me. You can't judge me. Okay. God knows my heart. You can't judge me. I think he sure do. That's why he sent the message of repentance. Amen. But see, once again, you have these men in these big cities thinking that, hey, we can't be touched. And man thinks sometimes that he's going to create something that's going to combat everything. That ain't happening. You know, God has blessed man with limited knowledge. But man seem to act like they got all knowledge. And this is why reality check is coming. Very soon. Very, very, very soon. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank God for the blessed word. Hallelujah. You got Nineveh, great cities. The message has and will be delivered unto them. Some of these cities going to hear, some of them ain't. But I'm telling you, people, get prepared, get ready, because there are coming some storms that's finna hit, that's finna shake this nation. And I ain't talking about just literal storms. That's part of it. But it's finna be some storms of life. It's finna be some shortages that's finna hit. And I'm telling you that God wants people to get prepared. And one of that is that repent. Whatever he tells you to repent of, repent. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And when these great cities start going down, they finna see some stuff happen to it. You know, one of the things you have to watch out in great cities is blackout. People just get crazy. You know, for example, when the Bulls start winning championships, you see all the destruction the people did. Now, you would think that's a happy time to be celebrating. But see, people did it the wrong way. Tear down stuff, breaking into stuff. Good Lord. Okay? Now, just imagine when this destruction hit and these famines and these shortages happen. Because, see, one thing you know about people, okay, when, especially down here in Mississippi, you know, if you're a weatherman here in Mississippi, you get on there, you say a gray snowstorm is coming, blah, blah, blah. Man, people going to panic. They're going to panic. They're going to bust Walmart door wide open, and they are willing to fight over the last whatever in that place. Both of y'all grab a jug of water, it's I declare war, and it's going to be a fight, okay? Amen. So just imagine these shortages and these great cities. I mean, cities with a lot of people. And there ain't enough offices and stuff to contain it, okay? Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word today, your spirit and power, the Holy Ghost. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me to deliver this message on the broadcast. Thank you for blessing me to give this word to your people this day. Father, I pray that as I plant the seed that you will water and bring forth the increase. And Lord God, I will give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same. Look for the advertising tomorrow. Be back on again. Glory be to God. Love you all. May God bless you and may God keep you. This is Brother Nate. Another God's Word to Man broadcast. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.